Well, Gaith, can we begin by talking numbers? Because your numbers last year were great, record profit, profits soaring, passengers soaring. How in late April 2025 is this year shaping up?
Well, yes, very good also. I mean, the wave of growth and success continue, and it may last. Our first quarter has been very strong. I would say similar to last year, a little bit better. What's going on around us continue to be very consistent, which is basically Dubai being one of the most incredible places in the world, where it just grabbed people to visit, to live. And we are seeing that in our numbers better than we have ever imagined all our life.
In terms of your passengers, I saw a release out just today about your relationship with Emirates, 5 million passengers using the shared network. Now, you're ever closer. Every ATM we meet, this is another Emirates and Fly Dubai story. How close can you get without actually merging? How do you see this relationship evolving?
Well, we are very successful. You know, we call Dubai our home. Emirates does too. And that attraction, and I think it's easier for anybody around us in the world, you know, in Fly Dubai, out of 130 destinations we fly to, over 90 destinations were not connected with Dubai prior to Fly Dubai. So we add that to the mix, and then you connect these destinations to the rest of the world in the best airport ever. So it is almost like automatic. We harness the business together and we grow it because of Dubai. Now, you know, everybody, so we are doing our best to make the relationship as strong. And we are, you know, looking at areas where we can, for example, use all type of systems to ensure that we maximize the profit for the shareholders. Now, it is not our call, but I think whatever relationship that we currently have, it is as good as it can be. And I cannot imagine it can be even better. I know the question leads to, is this is going to be a merger between the two airlines? And I don't know about that. But from my point of view, and as Sheikh Ahmed always says, to him, Fly Dubai and Emirates is one. So that technical things about merging, you don't need to, because you are already acting and working as one. And that's what His Highness brings to the equation, his leadership and his constant support. That whatever it takes, you need to work together. And he does the same with the other entities under his wings, the Dubai Airport. And we are blessed because of him.
Let's talk about aeroplanes if we can. You've got some new ones, Gaith. Yeah. Finally, these nice Boeing 737s, they're rolling off the production.
Finally.
Yeah, where do we stand with getting deliveries of the 737, but also the Dreamliners, the wide-bodied aircraft?
Well, we are this year, I think it's our break year in terms of all the suffering we had before because of delays of aircraft. We actually received 12 aircraft this year. And for us, that's big. Of course, we're still short. We want more. But we understand the dynamics of what happened in the world and all the problem that has happened because of COVID and the grounding of the aircraft. We're starting to work very closely. We always actually worked very closely with Boeing. They're a fantastic entity. And now we are getting more aircraft. So by this year, we get 12 aircraft. Of course, we retire some. By the end of this year, we will be 97 aircraft, actually. And we are very excited about that. Now, of course, the next question or the next big things for us is the 787. Unfortunately, that might be delayed even further. And that doesn't make us very happy. But we also have to be very realist about the chances. We're talking now about end of 2027. So we cannot wait to put our hand onto that aircraft.
So do you pick up the phone to Toulouse and speak to the guys at Airbus and say, can we do a deal?
No, we actually do. You know, we are and we have a lot of respect, admiration for Airbus. And, you know, for us, it's just never been able to break that sort of silo of actually working with them. We tried at least 3 times. It just didn't work. And now we just launched a new RFP for buying the next sort of order for Fly Dubai, which we are now negotiating. And Airbus has a good chance of getting that as Boeing. So you never know. You know, soon we might have that. Yeah.
Chinese aircraft on your radar yet, or is it a bit too soon?
I think it's a bit too soon. Everything is on our radar. You know, we have to be aware of what's happening around us. And it's a fantastic opportunity that you have another airline manufacturer to come into the mix. I think that's good for the business. But I don't think it is yet clear to us that we can make a decision for the near future. But we are watching.
Let's talk about the tariffs, if we can. I saw Willie Walsh from IATA. I'm reading his quotes a couple of weeks ago, said it could be as bad as 9/11 for the airline industry. What's your view more broadly? And then what does it actually mean in practice for Fly Dubai?
Well, I personally think it's a hoax and it will go away. Of course, we don't plan on that ourselves. We are watching the situation extremely carefully because I agree. It is not only for the airline industry. It is for all the industry and the chain of distribution for and building of any anything is going to be disrupted. Nobody knows exactly the impact of that, the worst case scenario. But we watch the situation very good. So far, we have not heard from any of our supplier that this tariff will affect deliveries or it will affect pricing, but we keep on watching.
What about the cargo business?
Well, the cargo business is for us is good also, booming because of Dubai. You know, it's an incredible place. Unfortunately for us, cargo is small business because our aircraft doesn't carry a lot of cargo, but it is also dynamically important for our business.
And no signs that tariffs and trade wars are leading to a drop in cargo?
Not that I have seen myself, and no, nothing like that.
Can we talk about destinations? Can we talk a little bit about India? I read a story about 6 weeks ago in the Indian media about Fly Dubai is going to buy an airline in India. You read it as well, and your colleagues like Huda in communications shot it down immediately. No negotiations taking place. And yet India is a market that we've spoken about before. You underserve it because you can't get the landing right. What is your India strategy going forward?
Well, let's reiterate from our point of view, you know, as Fly Dubai, from our shareholders, we have no mandate to grow by acquiring any other airline or any other business outside the United Arab Emirates. So that is our answer because that have not changed. But India is, of course, is our biggest opportunity as Fly Dubai because, you know, India only represents 1.5% of our capacity offered. And it is like nothing. And it should be 20% of our capacity. And it can be, actually. But unfortunately, there is a situation which we respect that the governments could not achieve any breakthrough. So from our point of view, we are fine with that because we grow somewhere else. It's a missed opportunity, but we continue to be engaged. We are always there in contact and watching everything that goes on in India with a view that one day this will change.
Finally, a question on fuel prices. They are lower. Hey. $65 a barrel of crude, Brent crude at the moment. We got a question in on this a couple of days ago from Roshni, one of our listeners. I'll give her the final question. Yeah. She says, are the airlines like Fly Dubai, Emirates and others, going to bring down airfares now that the oil prices are lower?
Well, I think people usually do ask that question because we are in the airline. When the prices goes very high, we said we add a fuel surcharge. So it's a good question and they have the right to answer. The airline industry or any... like any other industry, our prices is a reflection of our cost, right? But it's also a reflection of the market. So the prices now, or whatever the price, is depend on what is the price is in the market. And whatever changes that has happened because of that dynamics. So I don't know if the price is going to go down or will go up, but that is up to the market. If the market defines what the price is.
Keith, great talk to you. Appreciate your time.
Always.